The legalization of recreational marijuana in Washington and Colorado is a political and cultural victory for these guys.
Is that a joint, man?
Cheech and Chong.
You know, like I smoked that Michoacan, man, Acapulco Gold, man. I even smoked that Tide Stick, you know?
Tide Stick?
Yeah, you know, that stuff is tied to a stick, you know?
Tide Stick.
Yeah, that ain't even...
The comedy duo made an entire movie in 1978 about their love of pot called Up in Smoke, and decades later, as recently as last year, grayer and a bit paunchier, they were touring advocating for legalization.
Gotta get it legal.
And Tommy Chong joins me now from NPR West. Hi there, Mr. Chong.
Hi.
So this is obviously a huge part of the Cheech and Chong thing, right? The stoner dudes. And I wonder in the beginning, how much of it was about being funny? How much of it was actually advocacy?
It was all about entertaining the crowd that we had in front of us. You know, the colleges and all the young kids were wearing long hair and smoking pot. And so we had to relate to the audience.
You've been long an ambassador of pot culture, but you've also become very seriously involved in advocating for legalization. And it seemed to more or less come after your 9-month prison sentence for selling pot-related paraphernalia, bongs and water pipes. How did that experience change you?
Well, you know, jail will turn one into an activist. Before I went to jail, you know, I was just, I knew the laws were stupid, but so what, you know? I just lived with them like everybody else does. But when they put me in jail, then it got personal. And then I got out, and I end up on the Jay Leno show and all these other talk shows like this one, you know, where they say, well, you know, what does it feel like to be be victimized, you know, by the pot laws? And that's really how I ended up with this attitude, because I'm not one of those guys, you know, that think everybody should smoke, and, you know, because I don't. I think you should smoke only if you need it. You know, it's been proven to be a medical, cure for a lot of the problems that we have.
But it sounds like you were sort of nudged into the advocacy role.
Totally, yeah.
So are you staying involved in the effort to legalize pot in other places? I mean, this is only two states, you know, 48 to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm involved as much as I can be involved, you know, because sometimes it's better to have a doctor or an ex-policeman talk about legalization than me, you know, because when we did our records, Cheech and I, we touched on the legalization theme in the record, but we ended it with a lot of swear words.
Oh, yeah. Explicit terms.
Yeah. Expletives.
Oh, right.
Yeah. There's a lot of beeping going on. So I'm a lousy, I'm not good because I got no patience with these guys.
How do you think that legalization will affect kind of the pot subculture? I mean, is it going to take the fun out of it? In a way, a lot of your humor was based on that.
You know, going to jail and being arrested by cops and being hassled, for having a plant, for smoking a plant, is never fun. The truth is that most potheads feel that it's legal anyway. You know, that's why there's so many of us getting arrested every day, you know, because you're not doing anything wrong. You're smoking a flower. And all of a sudden, you know, you can have the handcuffs on you and be thrown in a squad car. It's a ridiculous law that won't be missed.
And Tommy Chong, are you planning to move to either one of these states?
Yes, I am. Both of them. I'm gonna.
Well, Tommy Chong, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Comedian and marijuana legalization advocate Tommy Chong. He's one half of the comedy duo Cheech and Chong, and he's got a new podcast on iTunes about marijuana legalization. It's called The Chong and Chong Show.